All right, now let's talk to another Mary. This one's at New Park. Hello, Mary.
Hello.
Yes, Mary.
I collect bells.
Bells?
Yes, ding-dong bells, whatever bells.
Yes. Bells.
Well, I haven't got any that big, no.
No.
I've got nearly 600 bells. All made of different things, you know, brass, porcelain, china, gold, silver, sand, perfume, whatever. Is there a name for a collector of bells? I know, like, campanology, ring bells.
That's ringing them, yes. Well, I've not heard of a name for bell collectors as such, because you must be a very small collection of people yourselves, you know. I mean, it's a very interesting thing you've picked, because most people go for obvious things like coins or cigarette cards, and for someone to collect something that's a little more unusual is very good indeed, because it puts you in a small minority. And I don't have a name for a bell collector, but I think we perhaps ought to coin one if we can this morning. If anyone's got any ideas, we'd probably like to hear about them. But it's very interesting, because while any bell in itself hasn't got much value, when you start to put them together as a collection, get lots of different examples, ones that are novel in some way, different sizes, heights, colours, you begin to build up a collection then that starts to take on a lot of interest. And I must admit, I can't recall anyone who I've come across that's collected bells before, so, you know, I think you're quite a rare person in your own right. Can you give us a demonstration? Have you got any near the phone?
Yeah, hang on.
Are you going to play a few for us?
One large school handbell.
Oh, yes.
Is that loud enough?
That's lovely, yes. What else have you got?
Like wedding bells?
Yes. Yeah.
An Indian bell.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have to go through the lot of them.
Well, no. Yeah, how many did you say? You've got 600?
Nearly 600.
Ah,
yeah.
Well, no, we won't have time.
About 589 up to now.
Lovely. Where do you find them, Mary? Do you pick them up in antique shops? Or?
Anywhere. Markets. Mostly in the markets. That's the second hand bells, sort of thing. But, of course, then there's new bells. And yes, it can be very expensive. It started off collecting things like little brass bells, 25 pence in the market, whiskey bells, you know, containing bells whiskey.
Yes.
They range from about £8 a piece to £17-18.
Yeah.
I'm trying to collect some that I've seen with 20-year-old whiskey in about £50. I'm waiting for my Christmas present this year, hoping the family are all going to give it to me. But yes, it's you can get very, very cheap ones, or on the other hand, very expensive ones.
Yeah.
I have to walk by quick when I see a bell, but I haven't got them on board.
Do you have them on display, Mary?
Yes, the whole living room is
it's decorated.
Cupboard, a room divider is covered in them, bookshelves. Hanging,
yes.
Wherever.
Most attractive.
I've even got them hanging on my person, you know, in the ears, on my neck.
Oh, you go around ringing everywhere, do you?
Yeah, just slightly tinkle.
Mary, thank you for ringing.
Okay, look.
Bye-bye. Well, there you see, I didn't have a chance to ask Mary, your first name, about the pen, but they wouldn't make such a nice display in a house as the bells would, obviously.
No, one thing that's important to a collection is to be able to display it so that people, visitors and friends and relatives, can enjoy it as well. And they're a fascinating conversation piece if you've got something interesting displayed in the house. Some things like pens are more difficult to display than others, and anyone who is collecting ought to think carefully about just how they can show it off to best advantage in their home. I know people that collect things like pipes and so on. They get lots of different racks to put them in, or even have someone make them some little display cases so they can hang them on the walls and so on. So the more thought you can put into displaying a collection, the better it is, really.
Yes.